Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on the 76th Republic Day of India. The participants are Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, political analyst, and Anubha Rotagi, anchor.
Today, India is celebrating its 76th Republic Day. On this day in 1950, the country adopted its constitution, and 2 years after gaining independence, we transitioned to a sovereign, self-governed republic. Continuing with the tradition, the day witnessed a spectacular parade in New Delhi, showcasing India's cultural diversity, military strength, historical legacy and progress. To discuss the highlights and significance of the day, I'm now joined by political analyst Jayanta Roy Chaudhary. Jayanta, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
India's 76th Republic Day, 3/4 of a century as a republic. Your views on the significance of this day and the major milestones along these years?
I think it's a big, big thing that we have been able to celebrate 76 years of being a republic, especially when you see throughout Asia, excepting India and Japan, no other country has this long history of being a democracy. Everywhere there have been changes. They have gained independence and become democratic nations, but after that they have lost their democracies. At times they have had military dictatorships ruling over them. Look at Pakistan's record. Look at other countries.
Yes.
So that way, I think we are very lucky that we have managed to protect and defend our democracy through this republic, and which is a great thing by itself. Of course, in terms of economic milestones, we have gained hugely. In 1950, our GDP was just about $30.6 billion. The poverty level was huge. 45% of Indians were below the poverty line. Today in 2025, SBI's latest data seems to indicate that the poverty level has diminished to below 5%, which is a big, big thing. I do not know. This is just a test sample size.
Yes.
On which they have collected this and done this research, but nevertheless, it is an indication of how well we have managed to diminish the scourge of poverty. Our GDP, of course, everybody knows, has grown many folds. I mean, it has grown about 8 to 9 folds since then, and we have become a $2.6 trillion economy.
We are the
fifth largest,
yes,
in the world, and we are, in PPP terms, we are actually the third largest. This is in real terms, $2.6 trillion. We have witnessed in the 1990s and 2000s the spirit of automobilization of India.
Yes.
You know, the way we have automobilized has created a huge market for automobiles by itself. The number of millionaires and billionaires in India has increased manifold. We are our richest people are now amongst the richest people in the world. That itself is a big thing for the country, not just for those individuals, because that money represents the money which has been created by ordinary Indians working in the companies which these people are heading. So that is a big thing by itself.
The theme of this year's Republic Day parade was Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. Now, we saw this reflected right from the start, including 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with traditional instruments, the veterans tableau, Uttar Pradesh tableau depicting the ongoing Mahakumbh, to progress in the financial sector and the display of our military might. The theme reflects that even as we move forward on the path of progress, we must carry on our legacy and heritage as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Interestingly, you know, we had these tableaus which were showing wooden dolls from Andhra Pradesh,
yes,
which is a specialty of that area where they are made. And that is where our Virasat is. The stone carvings, idol carvings, temple carvings from Karnataka. Again, that is part of our tradition. That is part of our rich legacy, which is why we are famous. But at the same time, we have gone forward. When we talk about milestones that India has achieved, I think the biggest milestone is scientific and technological. And of course, in the terms of education. So we have built the IITs, which have produced engineers, and we have built some of the world's finest scientists in this country. And that is reflected in the way we have developed various capabilities in various areas, whether it is in the area of software, IT, whether it is in the defense field.
Let's not forget the Mars mission
and the space mission itself.
Yes.
I mean, the Mars mission, we are going to go ahead with it. We have had Chandrayaan. Now we have Pralaya, which was displayed today.
Yes.
We already had Prithvi, which is an inter-ICBM missile. We had Prahar, tactical missiles. Now we have Pralaya, which is a short-range interceptor missile. That was the only bit which was lacking in our weapon system. If anyone tries to send across a short-range ballistic missile against us, we now have the capability of hitting it in the air, destroying it in the outer space so as to protect the country. Now, this is a big thing, and this was on display in this year's parade. Especially, I think it was important because President Prabowo Subianto was there. By the way, interestingly, yes. President Sukarno was there in the first Republic Day parade, which was held in what is now called the National Stadium, just ahead of India Gate.
Yes.
And now we have, 75 years later, we have another Indonesian president visiting us. So not only is Indonesia important for us, because we have a huge amount of trade with them, we have around $30 billion of trade between the two countries. They are an important ASEAN nation. They are the largest nation in terms of the number of Muslim population in the world. They are the largest. We are their collaborators in maritime security. Indonesia, India, Malaysia and Singapore have ensured that the Straits of Malacca, which were at one time infested by pirates, are free of any kind of illegal activities. We have ensured it. We have helped them with that. So that is a big thing. Even today, we are having joint patrols with the Indonesian Navy. Now, these become very important when you look at the Chinese claims in South Sea, etc., you know. So that becomes important also because Indonesia is seriously looking at buying BrahMos missiles from us. Vietnam and Philippines have already bought them. We are trying to sell these missiles to them. These are excellent missiles. But that India today, which has been for long the largest importer of defense equipment, is selling high-tech defense equipment to friends is a big, big thing by itself.
Since we are talking about the chief guest at this year's Republic Day celebrations, that's Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, how would you analyze this particular visit, the chief guest, from the viewpoint of India's look east policy and also as Republic Day as an occasion to promote diplomacy?
So Republic Day as an occasion to promote diplomacy, you know, we have been doing that for quite some time. We have had a number of chief guests from countries with which we have important relations. That is a very important thing for us. If you remember, at one time when we became nuclear pariahs after 1974 testing of, you know, at Pokhran,
yes.
The French president was invited and he came.
Yes.
And that indicated how France was willing to be our partner, and they have been our partner in a number of technological fields, including in nuclear research and nuclear science, which is an important thing for us.
Let's not forget the Rafael
Deal. Oh, that's okay, Rafael, Mirage before that and all that.
Yes.
Those have been there, but those are ways of saying thank you more than anything else, frankly, because, right. You know, the jets in that area are almost equal, Rafael or F-16, whichever. They're equally good. It's just that we chose one over the other. That's about it. But the point is not that. The point is that this has been part of our integral part of our diplomacy move. And we have always ensured that someone, those who came, they took back something and we could offer them something. Look East policy has been important and it remains it's now Act East policy. It remains very important cornerstone of our diplomacy, especially as the world is increasingly fragmenting, the multilateral institutions are losing their relevance. They are not as important and as powerful or as decisive as they used to be in the earlier days. So you need to have build up relationships with groups of nations, with nations, important nations. Indonesia is certainly one of the most important nations in the world. I mean, if after the top five nuclear powers and then the other nuclear powers like us, if there are a number of countries which are important, then they do include the BRICS, and yes, Indonesia is now included in the BRICS. So these countries are very, very important for the world and for us. And I think this outreach meant a lot for our diplomacy purposes.
You mentioned Pralay, of course. That's the short-range tactical missile which was on display today that has been developed by DRDO. Another weapon system which was on display today was Army's battle surveillance system, Sanjay. So whether it is Sanjay or Pralay or the BrahMos, over the last few years, as we said, Republic Day is also a day to showcase India's military might.
Military might, indeed.
Yes.
We have been showcasing it. And it's a necessary part of our, you know, it's the way you defend your republic.
Yes. So over the last few years, the focus has been to develop and produce military equipment in the country itself. And in fact, now we've also started exporting. So this particular display and the fact that India is moving towards indigenization in this field, how important is this?
Indigenization is very important because we can't keep on spending, though we are a much richer country than we used to be. Actually, we had reduced our dependence on foreign imports earlier at one time, mainly because countries like USA and UK had slapped bans on us in the wake of the 1965 war. Since then, we did try to indigenize and we did a lot of work on indigenization. Then India became rich. Rich in terms of GDP and not in terms of per capita income. But because we had a better GDP, a better tax collection and more money in our coffers, we started looking at various arms systems abroad and we started buying. I mean, it was like you see the brochure and you start buying. So that gave a big dent to our process of indigenizing our weaponry systems. And we are recovering from that. And we have started building a lot of indigenous systems, whether it is the MBT, the main battle tank, or whether it is indigenously built jet fighters, or we have been the most successful actually in the naval area.
Mm-hmm.
The ships and the submarines that we have built in our own yards are amongst the best in the world. And that, I think, has the biggest success story. There have been lacunes in our indigenization efforts. There are certain very sore points, but nevertheless, we have gone ahead and we have done a lot of work. And this missile system is, again, one big, big success story. The missile system actually has come about from the success of our ISRO. From our space research, from that, we have been able to take out some research which has gone into the missile systems.
A very interesting inclusion this year is 10,000 special guests who were invited to witness the parade.
मेरा नाम स्वरा शेट्टी है और मैं गोवा से उद्यम सखी के रूप में कार्यरत हूँ। हमारी महिलाओं ने शून्य से शुरुआत करके आज एक सफल उद्यमी बनने का सफर तय किया है। हमारे GSRLM और DRDA विभाग ने हमारे काम की सराहना करते हुए हमें देश की राजधानी दिल्ली जाने का अवसर दिया। दिल्ली पहुंचने के बाद मुझे ग्रामीण विकास सचिव श्री शैलेश कुमार जी और कृषि एवं किसान कल्याण मंत्री श्री शिवराज सिंह चौहान जी से संवाद करने का सौभाग्य प्राप्त हुआ। वहां सभी राज्यों से आई लखपति दीदियों के साथ विचार विमय करना एक प्रेरणादायक अनुभव था।
Myself, Hinato again. We just finished the Republic Day event. It was a very good experience and we would like to thank the department, the DPIT, the Startup India, and the government of India for giving us this opportunity.
सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट का एग्रीकल्चर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर स्कीम में इंटरेस्ट सब्सिडी लिया, इससे हमको इंटरेस्ट का बर्डन बहुत कम हो गया और ये इंडस्ट्री से और मेरा काम करने वाला आदमी को सबको बहुत अच्छा उपाधि मिला। हमको 26 जनवरी को आने के लिए मौका मिला, हम बहुत खुशी में है।
मेरा घर का ऊपर 4 किलोवाट का सोलर पैनल मैं लगाया, उसका खर्च 1,50,000 आया और मेरे को 75,000 सब्सिडी मिला सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट से। सूर्य घर स्कीम का सब लोग फायदा उठाना चाहिए और हर घर में सोलर पैनल लगा के फ्री में हम करंट पा सकते।
मैं शुभम गौराय दुमका, झारखंड के दुमका जिले के रहने वाला हूँ। मुझे मैं सोलर के रजिस्टर्ड वेंडर हूँ, पीएम सूर्य घर मुक्ति योजना के रजिस्टर्ड वेंडर हूँ जय इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के नाम से। मुझे प्रोग्राम में बुलाया गया जो कि मैं आज तक बस टीवी में और मोबाइल में ही देखा था, आज वो मुझे लाइव देखने को मिला। मैंने इसमें उस पैडेट देखा, बहुत सारी विभिन्न राज्यों से आई हुई थी। उसके बाद एयर शो दिखाया गया, उसके बाद बाइक शो दिखाया गया जो कि बस मैंने आज तक टीवी में देखा है। देख के मुझे बहुत बहुत ज्यादा अच्छा लगा।
It reflects the government's motto of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas and a step towards inclusivity and recognition of individuals' contribution to nation building.
10,000 special invitees were a good gesture. These are village level leaders. They are artisans, they are craftsmen, they are folk artists who in their own areas are big names, but they are not recognized by the entire country. By bringing them to Delhi, by giving them this, you know, opportunity, you are showcasing them not only to India, but to the entire world.
Jayendra, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and for this discussion.
Thank you so much too.
You were listening to a discussion on the 76th Republic Day of India. The participants were Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, political analyst, and Anubha Rohtagi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.